All right, everybody, welcome back to Red's Corner. Today I have actually two special guests. Why not go ahead and introduce yourselves real quick, guys?
I'm Brad.
I'm Jack.
Yes, sir. And we own Southern Stripes Lawn and Landscapes, and we're based out of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Nice. And I've never actually had two guests that have worked together in a business sense. So congratulations, you guys are the first ones. Nice. So what do you guys got going on right now? How's life?
It's good. Mowing season's starting to wrap up. We're booked out for leaf cleanups. And then once we have some big changes coming for the 2021 season, and it should be a good year. Pretty big expansion too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So walk me through the past couple of, months recently. We'll talk about some current events, what you've had going on this season. How's it been?
It's been good. I know a lot of companies that were struggling because of the COVID, but we actually did pretty good. People started to stay at home more, realized that they needed some work done. So we actually had some made some really good money at the beginning of the year. And then over the summer, the mowing's been good. Everything, the last few months have been good with the leaves.
Especially being out of school in the spring, that kind of – this year we were trying to do, 10 to 12 weeklies, and right now we're up to 18 to 20. So just being out of that school, and, right now on Fridays we have, a half day essentially, but it's all e-learning. So we can do more on Fridays and then do Saturdays and then be able to do more instead of having to do it just straight on the weekends. So that's been allowed us to get more yards.
Okay. So were you guys planning on just mowing after school and then on the weekends? And then when quarantine kind of shut us down, you were able to open up your timeline a whole lot more?
Yeah. So for the last 4 years, we've been doing this for 4 years. So the last 4 years, we've just been doing it on the weekends with our dad, because he drives us around, because obviously we're 14, so we can't drive. So he drives us around, and then we mow. The first few years, we only had to mow Saturday, but then it started to catch up Saturday and Sunday. So then once the quarantine hit, we mowed basically Friday and Saturday, and then sometimes Thursday and Friday. So,
okay. So you guys have been doing this since you were 10?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What got you into it?
So we were just sitting down with our neighbors, who aren't in the company anymore. But we were sitting down 4 years ago, and we're like, let's see what we can do to make money. And their dad was like, we have a push mower, and our dad was like, we have a push mower. We just moved into the new neighborhood, which is more of spread out homes with more acreage, I would say. So right. Average lot size, an acre, but not all of them have that much grass. So we were like, yeah, this is nicer neighborhood, nicer yards. We can probably, people will hire us. So we got started with two push mowers. Later into that, my dad bought a John Deere lawn tractor.
Nice.
That we still have. So that helped us get started. And then fifth grade year, we got our first Walker mower. And then we got a Skag, and now we have another Walker. So yeah, it just kind of started from there.
Where do you guys store everything?
We have more than half of our garage now. The trailer goes on one side and with three mowers on it, and then I have two more mowers on the other side.
Okay. Yeah. So do you guys have to worry about weed eating and stuff with the open lots, or not so much?
It depends on the lot. There's one that's an acre of grass, and there's only a few weed eating areas, but then there's a few that are just so many beds and stuff, which drives me crazy, but it pays good. So
yeah. So here, I'll give you a quick layout of in Dallas, cause I'm in the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. Every lawn is pretty much the exact same. It's a sidewalk, driveway, the little dip part of the driveway. Yeah. And then you have a fenced in backyard with a gate. And so you have to weed eat around the fence, and then you have to blade edge the sidewalk and in between the driveway, and then you just mow accordingly. And then, so how is it for you guys? What is that layout of when you get to a yard, what's the strategy?
Now they're starting to go to more of what you're talking about with patio home types, with the fenced in backyards and the driveway. Which is an easy mow. We can mow one of those. And obviously the weed eating is probably the longest part. With a 3-man crew, we can do one of those in 10 minutes. But for some of the older, nicer homes,
with fescue yards,
it's more of, they really vary. Usually the driveway is a little bit longer than some of the newer patio home ones. And,
or a circle driveway.
Yeah. Or a circular driveway. And there's definitely more weed eating. It's longer distances to walk, not necessarily more weed eating, but
yeah.
Yeah, I got you there. All right, so other than lawn care, what else do you guys provide? Like weed pulling, like what else do you guys do?
All right, so we do anything from, we do lawn mowing, bush trimming, mulch, pine straw, landscaping. We plant trees. We did some retaining wall work this year. And next year we're trying to get in patios and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Like cleaning patios or building patios?
We're building patios.
Nice. How do you get into that? What do you need to do?
So we've been looking into taking some courses and stuff with some like bigger YouTubers or bigger names in the patio and hardscaping industry. And then just like practicing. So like we might do like a few smaller things at our house and then maybe our grandparents' house just to like see what we can do.
Yeah, you got to practice first, right? Learn and then practice. And then, okay. Do you guys still have clients from 4 years ago?
Yep. Yeah. That's our first awesome. Client, still one of our clients. He's actually moving December. So December 1st. So we're hoping we can get his yard again. But yeah, he's been a client since day one. So.
Yeah.
How many clients are you guys at right now?
Right now we're at like, I think 18, but like three of them are Bermuda and we're not cutting them anymore. Or like cutting them for the end of the season. So we're like 15 weekly right now.
Yeah.
Has 18 been like the most you've hit in a week? Or yeah. What?
We've done 20 jobs in a week, but
they're not all consistently.
Because like, yeah. Some of them were like going to do a hedge trimming job or something like that. So.
Okay. How do you guys market?
Right now, it's mostly word of mouth. We're starting to get into more of the like mailable / like door hanger stuff. And obviously, like Facebook ads and stuff,
Instagram, well, and YouTube. I've actually got customers off of YouTube
too, which is kind of crazy. But
yeah,
so yeah. I did lawn care from your guys' age right now to 18. So I did a 4 year span, and then I stepped away. And one of the biggest things that altered our business was Facebook ads. How hard are you guys hitting those?
Oh, we actually haven't tried one yet. We've actually we're gonna wait till like January or February before we start dropping those big time because it's really difficult to get somebody to go on board with you weekly at the end of the season. And since we only got Facebook in like August or something, then we're gonna hit those harder in January and February.
But it's really gonna be like depending on like we might do a little bit of door hanger stuff in like our neighborhood and the one right next to us because it's kind of the same style neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we really want to keep those routes as dense as we can just because of being in like not being able to drive yet. So like we'll have to see. So hopefully this year we're going to stay constant 20 to 22, 23, maybe up to 25 if we get the chance.
Yep.
And then the next year we want to go because we can both drive, which is going to be like a two crews. So then we're going to go to 40, hopefully. So.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys to like get your license and you guys are both going to get trucks, right?
Yeah, I actually already have one. My dad actually got us one for we couldn't tow the trailer with his car anymore, so he actually had to buy one. But yeah, it's gonna be mine. So.
It'll be cool. So you guys will be able to learn once you guys both are driving trucks how well you can scale your business and grow it.
Oh yeah,
you guys have buddies working for you?
We have like we did a sod job this year. Well, when we started our house, which was a lot of sod, it was 36 pallets, I think, and like 16,000 square foot. It was a lot. We actually had four of our buddies come help us, and then we did a smaller one this year, and another one came and helped us. So
it's just kind of – we moved schools from last year to this year. So it's kind of just more of an off-and-on thing right now, and I have a whole bunch of kids that, like, want to come work for us, but I'm not really trying to jump into that until
– We can at least drive.
Yeah. Until we can drive, and then I can go pick them up and, like, not have to worry about that stuff. So – Yeah, we're going to wait for probably till end of next year. Me and him can drive
in September
of next year by ourselves. So that's going to be more of the when we start hiring.
Yeah.
So we got all the future plans. We got all the current events and stuff. What were some of the hard parts, back in the past and this year, earlier this year? What's been difficult?
All right. So some of the hardest things were just trying to manage. We played basketball, football, and like all honors classes. So just trying to manage all that has been difficult. I would say COVID helped some of that, and then it hurt some of that, just having to like catch up with school on the weekends and all that stuff. And then another thing that like has been like a big thing that we had to do was just like having to buy everything that we needed. Because like the past couple years we've just been saving. And now this year it was kind of like, well, crap, we need two new weed eaters, a new blower. We got a new mower in the last year. So, and then next year we're looking into more equipment. So it's just been trying to like manage money, I would say, which is like a big thing for everyone. So yeah.
Okay. So are you guys trying to like work, like be like super patient? That seems like kind of, you guys are like planning ahead and stuff like that. Where, what's your goal? Like, where are you taking this?
We want to do this, as like our job until we like grow either too big and we need to sell it, or until like we hand it down to our kids. So like we want to grow as big as we can. So yeah,
hopefully statewide would be,
yeah, statewide. Like,
that would be the whole goal.
Yeah.
Which South Carolina is not a huge state, but like just doing, having that where it's right now, my dad can retire from, he's an assistant principal at a high school. So he can retire from that and still get paid from the school district in like 8 years. So then he says if we're doing good, he'll come on board with that.
Which will be another guy to just help us manage everything, especially if we want to grow it that big. Because that's one problem a lot of people have, is that they're like, we're scaling this way too big. You need to tone it down a little bit.
But if they're like one person, it's like hit the person and their wife or whatever working, owning the business. We can split it. My little brother might get into business at some point. So like, and then my mom could do the same thing my dad's doing because she's an assistant principal as well. So we could put, if we get into it, we could put five of us into it to manage it. So
yeah,
that would be hopefully the goal, because like five people managing it over what people have tried to do, like one person managing, it doesn't work for some people, but for, hopefully for us, we can scale it a little bit bigger.
Okay. Who motivates you guys? Who, like, I know you were sitting down and your neighbors and everyone was like, let's start a lawn mowing company, but you know, who's kept you mowing? Like what's your motivation? Who inspires you guys?
We watch a lot of YouTube. So like Brian's Lawn Maintenance, Alex Kirby, Corey Ballard, Top Notch Lawn Care. He's not on YouTube quite as much as he used to be, but he's like the one that kind of inspired us to get the walkers and start trying. Like he was real big back in the day. And, yeah. And also just like looking at other companies like around us and being like, I want to be like them. I want to buy them out one day. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to expand and to be able to like have your family, like where you're not like, and like, I might can buy this. I want to be like here, like I can buy myself a new truck. I can buy a boat maybe eventually, like do that stuff. And then, so like you can be set for the future. That's kind of our, like, we just look for the future, like all the time.
Like work hard now, so in the future.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing. Like if I work my butt off now, in the future, I won't have to do is like, I won't have to be working till I'm 70 just to be able to afford anything. Like I can be step back, scale it back a little bit. Like when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and then let it go from there.
Yeah. So you guys, are you guys freshmen or are you guys in eighth grade?
Oh, we're freshmen.
How's high school been?
It's good. It's kind of weird because all the Corona stuff, but I mean, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Has it been in person at all?
Yep. Yeah. So we go 2 days a week right now. So me and him go Tuesday, Thursday, and then we do e-learning Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But Friday is usually like a makeup day. So that's what it's allowed us to expand a little bit.
And really just having our days, like not having to go Monday. If we miss a yard, we can catch up on Monday. Yeah. If we need to do things, we start on Friday. Like that, having that schedule has actually, like, even though the schoolwork's been a pain, like having to do it at home and like not being motivated at home to do the schoolwork because you're like, I can go do this and get this done and make the money from it. It's just been a pain to do that. But business wise, it's been good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to hear. Is there anyone other than like a lawn care professional that motivates you guys? Like anyone you look up to?
Our parent, like my dad, we look up to him a lot because he used to be in the grading business and he's worked his tail off to like to get to like what we have today. So he definitely is one of our biggest motivators.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Parents are important, man. They're really important. I'm sure your parents have invested in your guys' business too.
Oh yeah. That's how we, that people always talk about how I never bought a mower and he's always done it, but actually he helped us buy it and then we paid him back for it. So everything's ours now other than the Skag V-Rod, which is actually we're financing right now. So
yeah,
that's all right. I mean, you guys are learning how to finance as freshmen in high school. Like there's no hate there. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you guys get haters?
A lot of people talking about how it's just like all my dad's company. That's the biggest one. How I'll never make any money in this.
which is pretty
because
fun.
We spend like right now we're spending money because I've kind of put my like look on it right now is if I spend the money now, I don't need any money right now because I'm
14 years old.
I'm 14 years old. I don't need to be paying my own bills. Like I don't have to do that yet. So if I can buy the equipment now to set me up for when I get a family and have to do that stuff, if I've already got that equipment not paying for it, then I'd rather just do it, spend the money now and not have to worry about it later. Even though I'm not profiting as much now, I'm still going to be having that equipment. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you guys, so you mentioned earlier, you guys are in sports and you're honors students. What is, and I know you're freshmen. I know you have three and a half more years to decide, you know, what's going to happen with college. I'm not in college. I graduated this past year in 2020, or this year I graduated, and I'm not going to college. What's your guys' college like situation looking like?
So right now there's I have a buddy of mine that actually owns another company near us, and he graduated last year, and he's going to this community college about 30 minutes away from us, and it's super cheap, and we could probably both get scholarships for it. They have a really big landscape class and certification degree. I think is what, I don't really know what it's called, but it's super cheap and really close to our house. And I think that's what we're looking at that right now. That's only a 2-year degree. And then if we wanted to, we could transfer to something like Clemson and get like a bigger degree, like landscape architecture or something just to have. But depending on where the company's at, it'll vary.
Yeah, that's all right. Do you guys plan to continue with sports all throughout high school and stuff like that too?
Possibly and possibly not. It really depends on like – if next year and football season starts rolling around and I'm like want to keep expanding and like hit 40 customers, it might not happen. I don't really know yet. So
it's kind of like I like football, but having like football's now for high schoolers an all-round sport. Like the only time you get off is the 3 months in the winter, which we can't mow. So like that's the little problem there. Like, and in the summer it's 4 days a week, and like and next summer like we can hopefully like drive with someone in the car, which my grandma's like already willing to ride around with us. So, like, if I can go all day and get more landscaping jobs, hardscaping jobs, paver stuff like that, and spend a week on those jobs, I feel like right now just setting myself up, it would be better than football. But it really just depends when football season rolls around what we'll do.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys do for fun other than mowing and school and sports? Anything else?
We like to fish at the lake right now, which we actually are cutting trees down. So, I mean, that's fun. And then, like, wakeboarding. Just hanging out with the family, usually, and friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, you guys, one, have built something just crazy, right? You guys have been on other shows. You guys have done all this together. You know, how do you guys, like, if you guys disagree on something, how do you guys come to a conclusion that you both agree on?
Sometimes we ask our dad. He's usually the third man
that chooses the decision. So, like, right now, we're looking at two. Did you run steel equipment when you were in the business?
Yeah.
All right, so we're looking at two steel 700s, two of those for us, like, for the enclosed trailer. But really, it's everything. We're twins, so, like, we agree on most things.
Yeah.
Which helps. But, like, the things we don't agree on, they're usually, like, small, stupid things. Like,
Like, who's doing the invoicing?
Like, who's doing the invoicing? Yeah. Like, did I miss posting a YouTube video? Like, those are the things we disagree about, which aren't, like, the things that are, like, making money. So it doesn't really... We just kind of get past those and like,
and we also kind of like when we started the company, we kind of set each other's boundaries. Like, I'm going to work out, like, he's got more of the lawn care stuff. So he does the lawn care. He gets to kind of decide what we're going to have on the lawn care cruise. I'm more of the landscaping, marketing. He's more social media, but not really. I mean, it depends on the day and the month, but yeah, so I do more of the business invoicing, and then eventually once we grow the landscaping and hardscaping side, I'll get more into that. But right now, since we're mostly doing mowing, he makes most like the equipment decisions.
Okay, so you guys have like a set list of tasks that have to get done. Okay.
That was kind of like right as we broke away from our neighbors that were in the business too, we kind of like sat down, and my little brother originally was like, he's going to get the landscaping part. We're all going to have like our own division. Like, I'll have lawn mowing. My little brother will have like landscaping, so doing like the mulch, the trees, and then my brother will have the hardscaping, like the patios and retaining walls. But we're not really sure what he's going to do about in the business wise yet, because he's only 10 and he's playing like three different sports. So, like, he's not into it yet. So hopefully, if he gets into it, we'll kind of go with that plan. But right now we're just going to jump into this plant. And then because mowing's more the, like, I can send people out and go check on them, but I can also go help run something else. So like I can always just like jump over and be like, hey, go get this or go do that. So,
yeah.
So do you guys help each other on like landscape or lawn mowing jobs, or do you specifically only work on the jobs that you like focus on?
Right now we both do lawn care together and landscaping. Eventually, like next year when we can drive, I hope to be able to send, maybe have him and a buddy or an employee go work with him lawn care, and then me and another guy go do like a landscaping job. But we also want to be able to have enough mowers that we can both run lawn care crews. If we want to do like 20 houses after school one day, we can do like 10 each.
Yeah. Okay. So I basically started spring when I was like 15, because I turned 14 my freshman year earlier in the wintertime. And then my friend and I, we were like, all right, let's make some money. Kind of like what you and your neighbors were like, yeah, you know, let's just make some money. And that first year, right, we only had like 6 houses a week. Mm-hmm. And then that second year, we went to about 30 to 40 a week. But at the same time, you know, we're sophomores in high school. We can drive now.
Yeah.
That's what your guys' next year would look like. Possibly more, most likely more, because you guys already have that stronger base. And then junior year, our third year, we started to get, you know, over 100 a week. Mm-hmm. And then this last year, the biggest week that we had hit in the summertime was 300 jobs. Sheesh. Most of them lawn care. And it's a hassle. It's a pain, right? But it's something that you guys, because what I'm telling you, right, is 365 days in between, but that you have to live through each minute of each day, right? You have to keep going through those experiences. So I definitely feel like you guys will grow that exponentially like that, right? Lawn care is very exponential because you have word of mouth. The more, you know, positive reviews you get, the more people you get referred to, and then those people refer, and eventually that compounds. You know, what's the focus there? How do you guys make sure that a customer is satisfied and will tell their neighbor or tell their sister that lives across town, you know?
Yeah, we use most of our customers. We make sure we use communication as well. This is also another big a big key factor to helping them refer them. Because if you're on the same like side with them, and you're not I don't even want to say arguing about like your job, but like if they like the job you do and it looks quality, which is like another big thing. Like if it's not like what our yard would look like, then we're not gonna leave it like that. So even if that means like double cutting a yard every now and then and not getting paid for it, you know that you're leaving that yard looking as good as it can. And
especially like the equipment, like we put money into our equipment to make sure it looks good. We're not just gonna like run out with like people around town, like they have like trailers that look like they're about to fall apart, and mowers that look like they're about to fall apart and rusted through. Like we want to put that money into our equipment just so like we know we can do that job that makes it look like you're paying the guy that's going to be charging $100 a yard and we can only charge like 50-60 a yard. So we want to be that like the company that has the nicer equipment and all that stuff and has that higher end property. Properties. So
okay. Do you guys take your equipment to like a lawn and power store for repairs, or do you guys do all that work, like oil changes, blade sharpens? Like, do you guys do that work yourselves?
Yeah. So blade sharpening, we do ourselves. Oil changes, we do ourselves. But anything other than that, like anything major, usually we take it to a dealer. It really depends. Okay. There are like belts we can do. We've done some other things like
spindles. I fixed a spindle before, but like most of that stuff I would like take off, but we're finally getting to the point where like, this summer it was like, crap, like I don't have the time to take this mower in and let it sit in the shop for 3 weeks. Like I don't have time for that. So I'm just going to have to watch a YouTube video and figure out how to fix it. Like I didn't grease a spindle and it broke. And I was like, well, I got to use this mower tomorrow. Like we got to go get something to fix this. So me and him had to like crawl up under the mower and like fix it. So it was getting to that point where like, we don't have time to take it to the dealer every day. So.
Okay. Well, you guys are entrepreneurs. And I would want to ask you, did you see signs of entrepreneurship when you were even younger, like before you started this company?
Yeah, I think we did a little bit. Not as
our parents saw it, I think.
Yeah.
Because like when we were little, we dressed up as like lawn care professionals.
Okay.
Like Halloween one year. Yeah. And like we were always around my great uncle who owns a grading business. We used to sit out there and watch him like grade a lot with a skid steer. Like that's the things we did as a kid. So I saw the field what field I thought I would eventually get into, I could never see myself like doing an office job.
Yeah.
Like that's just not me. So I didn't necessarily think it was going to be like an entrepreneurship thing. Eventually did see that because I was like working for myself. Like that sounds cool. Like you get to choose what you want to do. But just the field, I really saw the field from like when we were little. Like that was something we always kind of, we never knew we were going to work in an office. We knew it was going to be something construction, lawn care, landscaping, something like that.
And we also like tried to sell as many things. Like we tried to make as much money as we could as kids, like selling, if it didn't matter if we were selling shoes, like selling anything just to make money, we were going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys going to get into like investing your money and stuff when you turn 18?
Yeah, we definitely are. We've actually started to look at that more and more now since we're getting older and starting to make a plan for it. Not as like not set in stone yet, but trying to make sure we know what we're going to do when we turn 18.
How do you guys stay on top of everything? Do you guys make lists? Do you guys have like calendars? What do you guys do?
We have there's actually a whiteboard in my room right now, and we do every like for the week. Like next year we're going to get a CRM. It does most of the clientele stuff for us. This year we were cheap and we decided not to. But right now I have a whiteboard and I write down every customer that we got to do that week. And then beside it, I have like notes or like if I have like a leaf cleanup job that I know I need a quote, I have like a quote section. And it's like what quotes I need to send out. And then like what jobs, other landscaping jobs I have to do.
Okay. What about like planning your whole day though, like school, sports, lawn care, getting to eat enough, like enough water. Do you guys do like any workouts on like at home? Like how do you guys manage all of that?
So we make a schedule most of the time. My mom loves to make a schedule, like all moms do, I think. So she likes to lay it out. So usually like right now on Monday, if like we did, two Mondays ago?
Last Monday
we had a job to finish up. So we like, we're like, okay, we're going to wake up at 8 o'clock or whatever. And we're going to go do this job until it'll probably take us an hour. So we'll do 9 and then we'll go home. We'll take a shower and then we'll start schoolwork. And we'll do that until 1:30 when we got to go pick up my little brother from school. And then after that, we might have to go run an errand and then come back home. And then
we have basketball.
And then we have basketball. So yeah. But,
I can memorize our schedule right now. It's not that bad, like, because we only have, like, I can say, like, I know I have to do these yards today. I push those back to tomorrow. But, like, because, like, we're not – usually the days that we have football, we don't have to mow. So, like
– okay.
Football was more – football was, like, our main workout. So, like, we don't really do much workout on the side. So, I just try to be active, like, all the time. But – and then, so, like, football, I knew, like – Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I knew I probably wasn't going to be able to get home and get something done those days because I was at school and then I went to football. So, and that was especially in the spring too. Like I knew until football shut down because of COVID, I knew that like it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. But next year, if we play football, it's really going to be a struggle, like having to get all that stuff done. So. Yeah.
You'll just kind of have to test the waters and see how it all feels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys will figure it out. Is there I know you guys said you watch a lot of YouTube. Are there any like books or blogs or podcasts that you guys look into? Like when you're mowing, do you guys listen to podcasts while you mow or like audiobooks or like what do you guys do?
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Mostly the green industry kind of podcasts, like Green Industry Podcast, Down to Business Podcast, Fullerton Unfiltered,
which are all run by like lawn care professionals, but they like the Down to Business Podcast which one of our friends, Alex Kirby, he changed his over from like a lawn care podcast to a bit more of a business focused podcast. So I do listen to that one for business stuff, but mainly just like, and then like other things about business. Like I don't necessarily listen to podcasts as much as he does, but yeah.
Okay. Any books or stuff like that you guys read? Like self-help books, nothing like that?
Not really. No, I don't really like reading so well.
That's fine. You guys got enough reading to do with honors classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you guys got it all like kind of going right now. You guys are on vacation, so I don't want to keep you guys for too long. But if someone came up to you guys and was like, hey, like I want to start a lawn care business. You know, they're 13, 14, maybe 15 or 16. Like what would you tell them and like to inspire them?
I tell them that they're going to have to work hard and that you need to save your money. You don't need to go out and buy a walker mower like we did in the first year. Save your money. Do as much as that push mower as you can until you can't do it anymore, or it's taking you. You're staying on the job longer than you're making. Like, you're losing money basically, and then try to like reinvest in your company. Because if somebody our age, I guess like 16, it kind of changes over a little bit. But somebody 14 or 15, you don't really have to pay yourself quite as much as you would as you're like 16, actually having to pay gas and stuff. So if you're like not having to pay yourself, just reinvest in the company, I guess, and pay for stuff that'll make you money instead of spending it.
Yeah. That's like the biggest thing. Like, if I've had people ask me that before, like, what did you do that like you would say don't do? And it was spending money. Like, we spent a whole bunch of money, and we're like, why? And then we're like, we look back on it, and we're like, we should have stayed as like just a lawn tractor pulling around a little trailer with push mowers. Like, that should have been more of the plan. But instead we grew, got the 16-foot trailer. Like, we went all out.
Yeah.
And then realized, like, I kind of looked back on it. I was like, I wish I was smaller. Like, I wish I could have felt like what these other kids are feeling, like with the lawn tractor, the push mower. Like, that's just something we never really went through.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on for 30 minutes to talk about your business and stuff. Is there anything else you guys want to say?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to keep in contact with you guys because I want to see how you guys grow. If you guys ever have any questions, I'll refer you to my I stepped down from the lawn care company, but my buddy or my old business partner, he still runs it. He's going on for year 5 next year, and his goal is $1 million revenue. Yeah. He's 18, going to turn 19 next May. So I'll definitely connect you guys with him if you have any questions. Right. You guys got family that's informed. You guys got local people. But seriously, I appreciate you guys coming on talking about your business.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, guys. Well, that's been it for the podcast today, guys. It's been Aiden Reddington on Red's Corner with Jack and Brad. Peace out.